Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think, because I'm a libertarian, and I don't think the government should be telling us who we can marry or what. And I also look at this. I've always thought it was wrong. I read about the history of Utah and the Mormons, and they wanted to have, as a religion, multiple wives. Or if there was a religion that had multiple husbands, I think they should be able to do that too. And I think that should be the next thing. Government should just stay out of our lives and let us do what we want. So I'm happy. I'm happy for all those people. I'm not gay, but I'm happy for freedom.
There's a caller in Missouri who says it's none of the government's business who Americans choose to marry. The Supreme Court ruling on gay marriage is in the number one slot this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to go about the business as we usually do on the weekend of going through the hot topics from the world of News Talk Radio. This is the week ending Friday, the 28th of June, the weekend before the 4th of July. Let's run down, at least in the list, what's on the top 10, determined, by the way, by the folks at Talkers.com. They monitor what's going on in the talk radio industry every day. If you're interested in the world of talk, check out what's going on, the gossip about the hosts and the information about the programs and stations, all that good stuff, some of the important issues. You can find them at Talkers.com. Now, let's get to our list. At number 10, the IRS scandal. Number 9, the Texas anti-abortion bill and its failure. Number 8, the climate change discussion and debate. Number 7, the Supreme Court ruling on the Voting Rights Act. Number 6, Paula Deen's troubles. Number 5, Aaron Hernandez's problems. George Zimmerman's problems, number 4. Gang of Eight immigration bill, number 3. Edward Snowden's problems, number 2. And the Supreme Court gay marriage ruling is number 1. So let's listen to Chris Jansing here talking to Reed Wilson from the National Journal and Manu Raju from Politico.com about what happens next now that the Supreme Court has made the rulings on DOMA and the California Proposition 8 issue.
The Human Rights Campaign is pushing the Obama administration to cut through regulatory clutter. Dianne Feinstein said a full repeal of DOMA is still necessary because it would simplify the whole process, and she's already got 39 co-sponsors. Reed, how quickly will we start to see things happen? In a way, this is almost a test of how well government can work.
Well, how well government in Washington, D.C. can work and how well government outside the Beltway can work are two entirely different questions. One of the things we're going to see real fast is litigation happening in a number of states, the sort of challenging, pushing the boundaries of this particular Supreme Court decision. We've already seen coverage this morning of legislation, of lawsuits that are being filed in places like Tennessee. You can imagine that those lawsuits will be filed in pretty much every state that doesn't allow same-sex marriage right now.
Yeah, and I'm wondering about, some individual departments. I was thinking, Manu, how's the IRS going to deal with this? We know now 13 states plus D.C., including California, have legalized same-sex marriage. Things could get complicated at the IRS, which has already got its own problems.
That's right. I mean, the president has already directed an effort to try to clarify exactly how federal agencies will deal with this. What will be interesting to see is whether or not that review will prompt any need for Congress to act, whether Congress needs to step in and clarify the statute further. And if that happens, then we could see a big fight here over this issue once again. But I think you'll try to see the White House sidestep the need for going through Congress and try to do things through executive orders and other regulatory efforts.
Well, speaking of a big congressional push, Reid, one of the things that has an immediate impact on is immigration. Senator Leahy taking his amendment off the table because it's a moot point. So same-sex spouses who are legally married will have the same rights for spousal visas that heterosexual couples have, right?
Yeah, and a judge in New York stopped the deportation of a man who was married to his partner just moments after the decision came out. So I don't think this has any huge impact on the immigration reform measure going through Congress, but the fact that Leahy's amendment is off the table now clears what some Republicans have thought was a poison pill that would have gone into the Senate bill.
Conservatives aren't backing off. At the same time, they're going to reintroduce a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage. Tim Holtzkamp said yesterday, is this like repealing Obamacare 37 times, largely symbolic?
Yeah, I mean, you're actually seeing, you know, conservatives pushing this, but you're not seeing the leadership, Republican leadership in either the House or the Senate really rushing to embrace this. They see the public polls, they see the opinion shifting on this effort, and they're saying, look, this is actually going to be more of a state's issue than a federal issue. There will be a contingent within Congress pushing this, but I don't think you're going to see a groundswell of support and a real aggressive effort by Republican leadership to embrace it.
Up next, more on the Supreme Court and gay marriage. That'll be the continuing focus here on the Countdown. Stand by.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-730-SITE. That's 1-855-730-SITE. 1-855-730-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
There are currently almost 26 million Americans living with diabetes. But for many, having diabetes doesn't stop them from giving back to their communities. There's an army of unsung diabetes heroes out there, and a new contest wants to hear from them. The Novolog Community Star Contest wants to recognize those with type 2 diabetes who are making a difference in their local communities. Two-time NFL Super Bowl champion Kendall Simmons, who is living with diabetes and does his part by hosting an annual charity golf tournament to raise money for a diabetes center, is the spokesperson for the contest.
Whether you're a teacher who goes the extra mile, a little league coach, or a Girl Scout leader, whatever it is that you do to give back while living with diabetes, we want to hear from you.
Winners of the contest will be featured online and will receive a $5,000 donation to a diabetes charity of their choice. And one grand prize winner will receive a one-year subscription to a healthy eating plan. For official rules and to enter the contest, visit Novolog.com. About Novolog, insulin aspart, rDNA origin injection. Indications and usage. What is Novolog? Novolog is a man-made insulin used to control high blood sugar in adults and children with diabetes mellitus. Important safety information. Who should not use Novolog? Do not use Novolog if your blood sugar is too low, hypoglycemia, or you are allergic to any of its ingredients. What should I tell my healthcare provider before taking Novolog? About all of your medical conditions, including liver, kidney, or heart problems. If you are pregnant, breastfeeding, or plan to do either. About all prescription and non-prescription medicines you take, including supplements, as your dose may need to change. How should I take Novolog? Eat a meal within 5 to 10 minutes after using Novolog, a fast-acting insulin, to avoid low blood sugar. Do not inject Novolog if you do not plan to eat right after your injection or bolus pump infusion. Do not mix Novolog with any other insulin when used in a pump or with any insulin other than NPH when used with injections by syringe. Please see full prescribing information at www.novolog.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We are moving up the list from number 1 to number 10. And we're going to sort of stick with number 1 for a while, the Supreme Court ruling on gay marriage, number 1 this week in the Countdown. From affiliate KFAB in Omaha, talk host Chris Baker with legal analyst Colin Mangrum about his take on the DOMA and Prop 8 rulings.
You know, I'm not a legal expert, nor am I an attorney, but I do enjoy big days like this when big legal precedents are set. And first of all, I'd just like to get your take on both rulings, the one on the Defense of Marriage Act and, of course, the ruling, the non-ruling, really, on Prop 8 out in California.
Well, they're both, of course, very important, powerful decisions. The DOMA case is more important because it's a, you know, it's actual opinion rather than just denying standing. The standing was a strong issue in both cases because executives in both cases refused to challenge the statute. I guess the most important point is that from a federal perspective, the benefits that are, if you have a valid marriage in any state, then the effects of the cleanse your case is that you receive those federal benefits, whether you're same-sex or heterosexual
marriage. Right. Right. See, I actually agreed with that one, Professor, because that was equal protection under the law. If you're in a state that of course allows, I'll use that term, allows gay marriage, then you should also be able to receive the benefits that come from a marriage, because that's a state law. And of course, I'm putting this in layman redneck guy terms, sir.
I think that's a fair characterization of your comments.
Right. Oh, wait a minute. My opinion, that was pretty good, though.
No, the interesting thing is it's a very interesting jurisprudential case, because they did not decide on equal protection. They didn't articulate it even on substantive due process. So it is a case that's a very tricky analytical case. And what they're saying basically is that that the only basis, it's a case that kind of follows after a case called Romer out of Colorado. And the argument is that Congress was irrational. It was only motivated by animus mm-hmm. when it decided to restrict federal benefits to heterosexual couples. And because it was only motivated by animus, which was an interesting factual finding, they call that a judicial notice of a legislative fact, which is itself controversial.
In other words, to put this, let me break this down here. What I hear is that that it was more of a, well, you're a gay guy, we don't agree with you being a gay guy, so therefore we're not going to let you have the benefits.
That's essentially it.
Let's get some talk radio caller action when it comes to the gay marriage rulings from the Supreme Court this week. Varied opinions, as you might expect, because that's the healthy way of discussing these issues.
I don't agree with the Supreme Court's decision. I don't support gay marriage. I am a Democrat, and it just seems like our party is going down a path of self-destruction with they don't want to verify who immigrants are so they can vote. They don't the economy's bad. The gay thing is against, it's an abomination against God. I'm changing my party. I'm going to be a Republican. Bye.
I remember when I was a little girl, they inserted One Nation Under God in our Pledge of Allegiance. And I don't see how the new things that are being put up, like the abortion issue of and the gay marriage, is under God. So our country that has been founded under God is getting away further and further from God. If these people want to be legally married, let them have a legal union, but not call it a sacred marriage.
As a Republican, I believe that true conservative ideas are really ideas where the government only takes action when it's really necessary to do so. And I believe that the Defense of Marriage Act, when it was enacted, is not something that the government should be taking a hand in. I think that people should be allowed to marry whom they want and love who they want, and I feel like that should be recognized by not only the individual state that they live in, but by the federal government. Obviously, we didn't get all that we wanted from the decision. They didn't issue a broad rule that said, you know, every state has to respect gay marriage. But they did say that pretty much the federal government has to recognize it. And I think that essentially taking the government's hand out of marriage, out of someone's personal life, is really a big step forward. Because even though there are places where the government does have a role to play and it's necessary, as a conservative, I believe that it should stay out of issues that it doesn't have to be in. And this is an issue where it really doesn't have to be in, and it's very important to millions of people, including my best friend. I think it's really important to them that they're allowed freedom in their lives and that the government does not interfere with that. So I think that even though it wasn't all that we wanted, it was a very good decision.
Up next, we shift the focus to Edward Snowden and immigration. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
This is Talk Radio in Review, or these are the hot topics of the week. Maybe I'll use singular and plural here to describe what's going on. I'm Doug Steffen at number two on the countdown. The NSA and the Edward Snowden situation. Host Ray Appleton talking to a caller who likens Snowden to Deep Throat, the source who gave information to Bob Woodward and Bernstein. Remember Woodward and Bernstein? Bringing down President Nixon?
I don't know that any opinion is wrong or right about this guy. I don't know that there are any wrong or right answers yet. The only thing we can do is speculate. Hi, Jay.
What I find interesting is when we had Woodward and Bernstein, Deep Throat, nobody knew who Deep Throat was.
Right.
And everybody's talking about this guy should turn himself in. Did you ever see a movie called 3 Days of the Condor with Robert Redford?
Oh, of course, yes.
All right. Now, in Snowden's situation, who does he trust to turn himself into? You know, people say he's a traitor, he's a hero, whatever. The guy's trying to protect his life. Maybe he told somebody, and it got leaked, and now he's on the lam. Who does he turn himself into?
Well, does he really...
He's trying to protect himself.
Does he really think that the American government is going to off him?
Hey, I heard they offed a lot of other people. You know,
well, you heard that. You don't know that you heard that, but you don't know that it's true.
I know that. But what I'm saying is from his perspective, who do you turn yourself into? You turn yourself into the American government? You turn yourself into a trusted newspaper person who may use you to capitalize? What do you do?
Well, I'm not asking that question, who he should turn himself into.
No,
I mean, that's a dilemma that he stuck himself into. I can't answer that question.
Right. I'm just saying, though, people are saying whether he's a hero or a traitor, at this point in time, he's just trying to protect his own life. Myself, if they're doing something wrong and he exposed it, like they got exposed Watergate, if the press was really honest, they'd get behind it and start investigating it, but they're trashing the guy, too.
But, you know, with Deep Throat, he kept his identity quiet. He didn't boast about what he did. He didn't expose himself about what his identity was. He kept under the radar the whole time. This guy, you know, jumped in front of the cameras immediately. That's the difference between him and Deep Throat.
Well,
The Gang of Eight immigration bill, number three on the countdown. Here's host Bill LeMay with Bob Dane from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, who's become a familiar talk radio guest on this subject.
This stinks. This really stinks. What's your reaction?
Well, as expected, the Senate approved the so-called immigration reform bill, 60-32. Every Democrat voted for it. So did 14 Republicans. I guess if there was any good news in that half-full glass, it's that, yeah, that Reid did not get more. This wasn't exactly a mandate for Boehner in the House, which, of course, is going to have to deal with this next. 14 Republicans out of 33, that's not bad. But, you know, the minority leader, Mitch McConnell, Republican, voted against it. I think that speaks volumes for the House.
And was there anybody on the list that, I mean, I was kind of surprised, well, I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but, I mean, Tennessee, both their senators, both Republicans, voted for it.
Yeah, well, remember, you know, Bob Corker had scrambled to create that border security amendment that they hoped would re-energize support from their colleagues earlier in the week. And that, so, you know, obviously he wanted to support the whole bill. That vote earlier in the week was the turning point. Very disappointing. I mean, it's quite literally the worst piece of immigration legislation ever passed in the United States. And it's not just me saying that. We huddled this afternoon with some of the various organizations here in Washington who have been working on this issue for almost 30 years. Never seen anything like it. This bill, out of the Senate, reforms nothing. It fixes nothing. It imposes more costs, more competition for scarce jobs with empty promises of enforcement. I guess, Bill, the only thing it does do is guarantee amnesty for illegal aliens, and it certainly ensures that the immigration laws of the United States are left just virtually unenforced, unregulated, and to me, the scariest part are the limits of our immigration flows in the future remain virtually uncontrolled.
George Zimmerman and Aaron Hernandez are in the focus next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There's a huge and hushed-up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Val Air Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel. Speaking about natural healthy living, the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Talk Radio in review. The hot hits for the week ending Friday, June 28th. Number four in the countdown, the George Zimmerman trial. Here's host Charlie Parker with legal analyst Greg Gianfacaro about the jury for the Zimmerman trial. It has six members, and they're all women.
I watch a lot of true TV, previously court TV, a lot of Law and Order, read John Grisham, the Michael Conleys. I have never heard of a six-member jury. Is that rare, commonplace, special occasions?
In Florida, it's standard, unless it's a capital murder case. So I guess Florida has a sort of a situation all its own. But frankly, as far as the United States goes, it is uncommon because in a criminal trial, most juries have 12 members.
And you said unless it's a capital murder case, and this is second degree murder. Now let's get to the jury. Six-member jury, all women, all white. Does that favor or hurt George Zimmerman, in your opinion?
You know, in the end, I think it may help George Zimmerman. Although I'm sure if I'm talking to the prosecutor right now, I think the prosecution's going to say it's going to favor them. In the end, you just never know. But you know what strikes me as odd is it's in a situation like this, you only have to convince six jurors. For me, as a criminal defense attorney in New Jersey, where there are 12 jurors, I certainly like my odds better on the defense side because I have to show, I only have to throw reasonable doubt into one of 12. Throwing it into one of six is a much more difficult burden.
The football player Aaron Hernandez, I probably should say former football player, is not playing for the Patriots, been released from that contract. He's number five on our countdown. Host Jamie Samuelson and Bob Wojnowski talking about how money may have turned Aaron Hernandez into a cold-blooded killer.
The Aaron Hernandez NFL player first-degree murder charge, denied bail, in jail. Everybody's talking about it across America. And people have their theories, and I am not going to say this is the problem with athletes.
It's not athletes.
Say
I agree with you.
It's the problem with football players.
It's not football players. I'm not going to say football players. I'm not going to say athletes.
And I'm not going to say just money, because Aaron Hernandez was in trouble at Florida, allegedly failed six drug tests at Florida. Before,
okay.
Theoretically, before he was making
that's money. That's right.
So what is your theory?
My theory is culture and money. It's whatever culture you were brought up in, and then money will push you further in that direction. By that, I mean, if you're a bad guy, and I don't know Aaron Hernandez from anybody, but based on what you just said about Florida and based on what we learned today, he doesn't seem like a great guy. So I'm guessing it started out bad for him. And then money is basically the steroids of either badness or goodness, evil or good. And if you're a bad guy, it makes you worse. If you're a good guy and you make a lot of money, it makes you even better.
Okay, so you don't think money corrupts. You think it just...
enhances.
Spotlights or enhances.
It's spotlights, yeah. I mean, because you tell yourself, I don't think it's sports. I mean, there's people in entertainment. There's actors. There's musicians. I mean, Chris Brown, who, allegedly hit Rihanna. I mean, there are some bad people in different walks of life. It's not all just sports. Sports is magnified because we cover it. Fans love it. And there's this feeling, this notion that they should all do it for free, right?
Right. Well, okay.
Fair or not.
No, I think you're on to something. Here's my theory, and this may be simplistic, or it may be, I'm trying to think outside the box.
Money's definitely part of it, but you agree with that, don't you?
Yeah, well, I think, this is my theory, and whether it's upbringing, but it's not always just upbringing, because lots of kids end up good coming out of bad situations. So there's no easy answer, but here's mine. I think some people are just born danger junkies. Call it adrenaline junkies, whatever you want. Danger junkies. They just have a gene or something that attracts them to...
trouble?
Danger. Like, and again, football, that's the drugs. I mean, he's involved in football. He's involved in drugs. He's involved apparently in other bad people. Perhaps involved in murder. Am I being too simplistic to say... and again, I don't know if it's a gene or it's just something you see and you learn or your book, but a danger junkie. Same thing in the celebrity, but you know, the singers that get into drugs, and it's adrenaline junkie, and then you got to push it to the next level, and then the drugs get involved, and something about that that some people find attractive.
I do think there is the element, though, Wojo, of people who, from whatever reason, from early on in their life, high school or even younger, are led to believe that there are really no ramifications for their actions. They can do no wrong in anybody's eyes. They are lifted up. They are given a great deal of adulation, so that even when they get into their 20s, and they're supposed to have a certain level of responsibility, Aaron Hernandez and his fiancée had a child last November, and he's even on record at that point saying, well, I got to grow up now. I can't be the same old Aaron. Well, clearly not.
But he's gotten in trouble before, and it didn't change him.
That's my point, is that he got... but how much trouble did he truly get in? For all the trouble he got, and he still played at Florida, he still got drafted by the New England Patriots, he still signed a four-year contract. I mean, a lot of good things happened to Aaron Hernandez, even though he did a lot of bad things. He was led up until this point to believe he could get away with anything, but he's learning today you can't get away with alleged murder.
Up next, Paula Deen, the Voting Rights Act and climate change, all on the way when your Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
According to Comscore's March 2013 report on U.S. smartphone sales, 133.7 million people own a smartphone. However, a differentiator in the various models is battery life performance, says Tim McDonough of Qualcomm.
One of the biggest pain points for smartphone owners around the world is battery life. To help, Qualcomm Technologies has introduced the Snapdragon Battery Guru app. It delivers a noticeable battery boost and highly optimized experience for any Snapdragon-powered smartphone. The app is designed to proactively adjust smartphone settings for you and make it smarter. The end result is you can do more of the things you want with your smartphone, like play more games, browse the web more, and watch more high-def videos.
Snapdragon Battery Guru is designed to learn an individual's usage patterns and recognize peaks and valleys of activity. It's designed to reduce the background syncing of data and enable and disable Wi-Fi when these features are not in use, enabling a smartphone to save battery power. To learn more, visit Snapdragon.com. I'm John Dridden.
This report is brought to you by CoverGirl. Keeping up with the latest fashion trends can be hard to do with so many different styles to choose from, but one look is setting the fashion industry on fire. Jen Chamberlain is a beauty trends expert at Procter & Gamble.
The Flaming Femme look is inspired by fire. It's a color palette that goes from flame to ashes, and it has hues of fiery red, pink, cool gray, and blues. Women can set their summer look on fire with a Flaming Femme trend. You can blend blazing colors and smooth liner to customize your Flaming Femme look.
It's inspired by CoverGirl's new Flamed Out product line, which includes mascaras and shadow pots and pencils. Get the complete look exclusively at Ulta Beauty. To celebrate the new line, CoverGirl is offering a special buy one, get one 50% off deal at Ulta Beauty, one of the nation's largest beauty retailers. The offer is valid through Friday, June 28th. For more, visit CoverGirl.com. I'm Martha Padilla.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
I'm Doug Steffen, up to number 6 on the countdown. The item is Paula Deen. Here's Talk host Chet Walker with public relations expert Kim Allen. And they talk about what Ms. Allen thinks Paula Deen has to do now if she wants to save any part of her career.
Do you think this is the death sentence for her career?
You know, I think that Paula Deen will rebound from this at some point, but she's not going to be whole. We've seen this with other celebrities, as you know, Tiger Woods, very famous fall from grace, Michael Vick, very famous fall from grace. And whether or not a complete rebound has occurred in either of those cases, I think remains to be seen. But they do come back. However, they're never whole again.
You know, she apologized 3 times for using a slur. From a PR standpoint, is there anything she can do right now to save her image and lose any more sponsors?
You know, the first step she should have taken, which she did, but she fumbled it, and that is to take an interview with a major network with a very well-respected journalist. And as you know, she did that with Matt Lauer, but then she canceled her appearance, which sort of sent her sliding even further backwards. But facing that tough line of questions can start to repair a reputation in these cases. And apologizing, but genuinely apologizing. And that was really her first mistake, because that video apology did not come across as genuine. It had horrible edits in it. And I think that really, really hurt her.
Okay. And after letting Deen go, the Food Network has really felt the wrath of fans on, you know, social media, Facebook. What can the Food Network do to manage this?
Well, in any case like this, the brand has to act aggressively and swiftly, because the court of public opinion is really tough. And so they had to do what they did. And again, fans will come back around to them eventually. She has a very strong following, and there always will be that faction of people that will stick behind her. And so that's what the Food Network has to keep their eye on. But they did the right thing. They had to protect their brand, and they had to take the bigger picture into view here.
Here's host Mary Walter talking about the parts of the Voting Rights Act that the Supreme Court actually struck down this past week.
You know, the left is very upset over this because they basically struck down a portion of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. And what this did is it said that there were some states that were so racist in the past that the federal government oversaw their elections, but and what they did with their voting. But it became so I mean, if they wanted to move the polling place across the street, they had to get the feds' approval. And this is only for certain states that this applied to, states that had deemed that they had blocked minorities from voting in the past. Well, the Supreme Court basically said that this is a 50-year-old law. It's using totally outdated data, which it is. And that if you want to continue to do something like this, you have to get new data. And they said Congress has to come up with a new way now of deciding who, if anybody, needs federal oversight. And one of the things that people are saying is if you want to make sure that there's legality in voting, voter ID. That's the way to do this, which we know was struck down. Arizona's voter ID law was struck down. So let me ask you, do you agree? Do you think that when it comes to voting, that we've come a long way and that you can't base the law on 60-year-old data? I personally think, listen, there's always going to be someone who doesn't want to wait in line for 8 hours or is given the runaround when it comes to voting. But I think that those numbers are very few. I don't think you'll ever have a perfect system. And I do think that voter ID will help a lot with weeding out people. There's a video on YouTube. This guy went and picked up two immigrants, didn't speak English, gave the guy his ID in exchange for 2 beers, and the guy went in and voted for him. Just went in and voted for him. He just said, this is my name. He said he even offered to give them ID. The woman said, oh, no, we don't need ID, because he said ID. And she said, no, don't need ID. And he signed for the guy, and he went and voted for him, totally illegally. So it happens. And it's very easy to do. So maybe if we want to make sure everything's fair, maybe that's something we need to address.
Number 8 on the countdown, the discussion which happens frequently. Get back and forth into the climate change thing. The president made that the focus. Here's host Mike Rosen talking to James Taylor from the Heartland Institute about what the president had to say this week regarding climate change.
Give us the highlights of the president's speech. Or lowlights.
Well, yeah, exactly, the lowlights. Well, the president laid out a plan by which the Environmental Protection Agency will, by the middle of 2015, produce restrictions on power plants. Essentially, what these will do, almost certainly, is make it impossible for coal-fired power plants to be built in the future and perhaps even shut down coal power plants that are operating right now. Now, the significance of this, and there are other measures, but that's the biggest deal. The significance of this is that coal power is the least expensive source of electricity that we have. And if you take this out of the market, you have no other option. There's no other foreseeable future than rapidly rising energy costs. On top of the rapid rise in energy costs that we've already experienced, we've seen these prices kicking at the pump. We've seen them in our power bills. And, of course, if you force people to pay more of their budget, a higher percentage of their budget for energy, for the same electricity, for the same energy that we purchase today, that means less money is available for health care, education, durable consumer goods, housing, et cetera. So people's living standards are going to decline, and the economy is going to take a hit across all sectors because energy costs factor into every aspect of our economy.
Obama said that we don't have time for a meeting of the Flat Earth Society. By a meeting of the Flat Earth Society, he was talking about people like you.
Yeah, I love it when a politician who's just a few years removed from his state legislature calls climate scientists at MIT, at Harvard, at Princeton, at Columbia, at NASA, at NOAA, et cetera, flat earthers. The fact of the matter is that the global warming extremists like to paint these myths, whereas they have this strong consensus where every scientist in the world agrees with them. But that is the farthest thing from the truth that I can envision. In fact, a recent survey of the American Meteorological Society of their atmospheric scientists shows that most of those atmospheric scientists believe that humans are not creating a global warming crisis.
And even of the ones who think that human activity has some impact on global warming, a good number of those do not think it's a significant factor.
Right, and I would put myself in that group because I believe that carbon dioxide emissions do raise global temperatures, all other things being equal. But the key here is that even if we were to double the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, according to physics, which are not in dispute, all other things being equal, temperatures would rise about 1 degree Celsius. And to put that in context, from the dawn of the Industrial Revolution all the way to today, atmospheric carbon dioxide has only risen by 40%, not even half that amount. For us to be exceeding temperatures that have predominated during the past several thousand years, temperatures would have to rise at least 3 degrees Celsius. We're nowhere close to that happening. Current temperatures only seem abnormally warm because extremists, global warming extremists, like to compare current temperatures to the Little Ice Age, which ended a little over 100 years ago. But the Little Ice Age entailed the coldest temperatures of the past 10,000 years. That is not the norm, nor is it good for human welfare or the environment.
Up next, the topic of abortion. State of Texas involved in that. And your feelings about the IRS. Lots of hot stuff on that. And that'll be next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number 9 on the countdown. That Texas anti-abortion bill, which failed to pass. Host Luke Burbank talks to Texas journalist Christy Hoppe about the bill that was temporarily killed by a 10-hour filibuster.
Can you tell us a little bit about the sort of details of this proposal? Like, what would it actually do to affect abortion in the state of Texas?
Well, Texas already has pretty strict restrictions on abortion. We have a pre-abortion sonogram requirement. We have a 24-hour waiting period. But in this bill, it takes it further to an omnibus. It actually includes four provisions. One would be no abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. Another would be that there's some dispute on numbers, but about 40 abortion clinics currently operating in the state would have to meet the standards of a mini surgical hospital. It would put all but five out of business if they couldn't afford to upgrade. There are restrictions on how abortion-inducing drugs must be administered now. Some in opposition, the protocols differ from what OBGYNs are currently practicing, best practices for them. And another would require abortion doctors to get admitting privileges at hospitals. So you can see it's a wide, broad breadth Christmas list for anti-abortion.
Right, and I know those folks would argue that they're trying to protect the health of women and make these procedures safer, et cetera, but I know that there's a feeling on the other side, Christy, that this is an attempt to just effectively limit abortions in the state of Texas, right?
Exactly, and like with most abortion debates, it's a completely polarizing, no-compromise type of issue that, if you're either for it or you're against it, and there's not much middle ground.
And the number 10 item on this week's countdown, the IRS, how many weeks has this been in the focus here, along with all the other scandals involving the administration. Here are hosts Bruce St. James and Mike Russell together talking about new information that indicates the IRS hasn't just been targeting conservative groups. They've been targeting everybody.
The officials at the IRS Cincinnati office use something called a BOLO list. Stands for Be On The Lookout, B-O-L-O. BOLO list, and these lists were originally the ones that came out and said if they involved the word Tea Party, Patriot, 9/12, all things that we would all agree were probably, most likely, conservative organizations, Republican organizations, anti-Democrat, anti-Obama organizations, right? And that was proof, I tell you, that the IRS was being directed by the President of the United States to go after his political enemies and exact revenge. New information has come out now in newly released documents that the IRS also went after some other groups. Groups with names in the title like Occupy, Progressive, Liberal. It blows a bit of a hole in the Obama was out to get the Tea Party argument, doesn't it?
Not at all.
Not
one bit.
You're not going to be swayed off of this conspiracy theory.
No, it isn't a conspiracy theory. Here's the deal. Because they sorted applications by keyword.
Right.
Whether it is...
BOLO list. Be on the lookout.
Okay, the BOLO list we're going to separate into two lists. The conservatives and the liberals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The conservatives, it's documented, it's testimony, it's evidence admitted before Congress that they were held to a higher level of scrutiny for their applications than anyone else. To the point, who do you pray to? How many people go to your church? These kinds of things.
But
where,
we don't have the information
yet. Information.
But the problem is we don't have the information yet on groups that had medical marijuana, Israel, or Occupy in their name.
Right.
The type of scrutiny. They haven't been called in front of Congress yet.
All we have is lists. That they were separated by lists. So, no, it doesn't knock me off of my theory that they were scrutinized unfairly on the conservative side. It wouldn't knock me off of that because I've seen nothing but we separated them into lists. They could have fast-tracked. Who knows? All we know now is that they separated that, and we'll find the details out later.
I wish you loads of luck with this conspiracy theory. I think it shows, quite honestly, that, you know what, the IRS acts inappropriate, and it does it kind of willy-nilly, if you will, and that they target people. Why? Because we can. We're the IRS, and we can screw with you because we can.
Here's the recap of the list. For your listening and dancing pleasure, the IRS scandal number 10, anti-abortion bill failure in Texas number 9, climate change number 8, Supreme Court ruling on the Voting Rights Act number 7, Paula Deen's troubles number 6, Aaron Hernandez's problems number 5, George Zimmerman's trouble number 4, Gang of Eight's immigration bill number 3, NSA and Edward Snowden number 2, and the Supreme Court gay marriage ruling. That's the number one slot being filled this week on the Talk Radio, the News Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.